Open Windows, January the 8th. The Hidden Potency of Christ. He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. We can only know Christ after the Spirit, so that Christ for us in this dispensation is spiritual in the sense that all that we can know of him or can have to do with him can only be in the Spirit. In 2 Corinthians 5:16 we read, "Therefore from now on we recognize no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know him this way no longer." Christ is known after the Spirit. Our spiritual resources are spiritual. The weapons of our warfare are spiritual. Everything has got to come to us from above. The one great effort of the enemy, which is again and again successful through this dispensation, has been to bring the things of God down to the attachment with this world, attachment to the earth, to make them something here. Oh, you only need to read John to see how unattached everything is, how everything is lifted clean out of the world, and everything is bound up with the fact that Christ is in heaven, and that the Lord's people are here, but not here, here, but not known, in the world, but not of it, a mystery people in this world, so far as the world is concerned, unrecognized and unknown. And yet by that very means and for that very reason, the most potent force that this universe knows are the spiritual, hidden, secret people of God in this earth. To take hold of Christianity and mould it and shape it and systematize it and crystallize it and make it some mighty movement here, with all its roots here, with all its associations, such as man can see, appreciate, and approve, to register itself upon the ordinary consciousness of this world as something, all of that is contrary to the Word of God and is contrary to the spiritual life and spiritual power. Christ is in heaven, and we are lifted up, translated, seated together with him in the heavenlies. Our present purpose in this world is testimony only, by which others will be taken out of the nations as a people for his name.